We're listening to jazz right now, and hopefully jazz will put some sunshine in your life. And we're going to start out the second hour of this show with perhaps the greatest tenor sax player of all time, John Coltrane, from an album called Coltrane's Sound. This is 26-2.
Thank you.
Wow. That was out there. I dug it, though. That was nice. That was George Schuller's Circle Wide. Name of the album is Like Before, Somewhat After. And that features Donnie McCaslin on tenor, soprano, and alto flute. I think I might have heard tenor and soprano on that. Not sure. Brad Sheepick on guitar. That was a wild guitar solo, too. Tom Beckham on vibes. Dave Ambrosio on bass. George Schuller playing drums and traps and bells and other rattly things, it says here. With special guest on that one, Jamie Haddad, also playing percussion on that one. And that one is called Common Mama. And for those Keith Jarrett fans, maybe you'll recognize that as one of his compositions. I recognize that from some earlier album that I've heard Keith Jarrett and his original quartet on. Common Mama, very hip. I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. And before that, we heard from John Coltrane, the master himself, tenor saxophone, of course, from the album. The album's called Coltrane's Sound, and we heard the track 26-2. And that was kind of an early incarnation of the great John Coltrane Quartet. This one featuring John Coltrane, both on soprano and tenor on that one. Steve Davis on bass. Elvin Jones on drums and McCoy Tyner on piano. And, of course, that Steve Davis was replaced in years later by Jim Garrison to make up the great John Coltrane Quartet. That one was recorded back in 1960. It was released, however, in 1964 on Atlantic Records. All right, time now is 8:18. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Hope you're digging tonight's show. I'm digging the music for sure. And we keep on going till 9 o'clock when we get relieved by DJ Uncle Todd. But for now, we're going to keep on with the jazz tunes. And this one is real. If you like the last one, kind of got out there, kind of different. This one you'll really dig because this one's out there as well. This is the Ed Palmero Big Band, and Ed Palmero, famous for his Frank Zappa covers and great Frank Zappa big band arrangements. That sounds kind of different to you, Frank Zappa in the big band type of mode. You're going to enjoy this one. This is called Don't You Ever Wash That Thing, a Frank Zappa original. So let's hear that. We'll be right back. All right. Yeah, that is quite interesting, quite different. Eddie Palmero's big band from the album Eddie Loves Frank. You heard the track Don't You Ever Wash That Thing, a Frank Zappa original. And although a very kind of unique big band arrangement, definitely keeping true to the original composition by Frank Zappa in most every way. So very, very cool track. As I said, Eddie Palmero's big band. I think that's the second or third album of Frank Zappa covers. So definitely check that out. Name of the album, Eddie Loves Frank. All right, now we're going to continue on. Time now, 8:26, by the way, here at WHUS. We're going to move on now to kind of a Monk set coming up here. But we're going to play a couple Monk covers, maybe end up with a Monk original. But there was a couple albums put out as Thelonious Monk tributes. One of them is from Esbjørn Svendsen Trio. Of course, Esbjørn Svendsen passed away, I don't know, a few months ago, a tragic scuba diving accident, actually. But this album is very, very good. It's called Plays Monk, and we're going to hear one from that now. This is Bemsha Swing. Yeah. Oh, boy, that ended a little suddenly. But that was the Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane, famous album of lost tapes that were rediscovered and remixed from 1957 when it was originally recorded at Carnegie Hall. Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Carnegie Hall. And you heard the track Nutty. And really, that shows really the kind of quirkiness of Thelonious Monk's compositions, the distinctive style that he had. And we were talking about Frank Zappa a little bit earlier, and I can't help but think that Frank Zappa kind of was inspired by that kind of quirky compositional style of Thelonious Monk. And before that, we heard two more Thelonious Monk compositions, this time done as covers by other artists. Before Nutty, we heard Evidence from Bobby Broom, a fine guitarist, and he has a new album out called Bobby Broom Plays for Monk. And that is, you heard the track Evidence featuring Bobby Broom on guitar, Dennis Carroll on bass, Kobe Watkins on drums. And before I forget, let's go back to Nutty, Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane, and mention the other personnel on that. That features Thelonious on piano, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. And we start out that set with another Monk original called Bemsha Swing, and a famous composition. And that one was done by Esbjørn Svendsen Trio, featuring Esbjørn Svendsen on piano, Dan Berglund on bass, and Magnus Ostrom on drums. The EST, unfortunately, no longer with us, as I mentioned earlier. Time now is 8:45, 15 minutes to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to keep the Thelonious Monk thing going for one more track. This is not a Thelonious Monk composition, but one who I am sure was inspired by Monk. The name of it is Monk Walks, and the name of the group is Dap Theory. All right. Yeah, that is Dap Theory with the track entitled Monk Walks, definitely inspired by Thelonious Monk. From the album Layers of Chance, a very interesting album. There's a lot of spoken word and hip-hop on that album, and just some very interesting compositions. I think you'd like that CD. Dap Theory is the name of the group. Let's see. We're going to actually finish up tonight's show with another great piano player, his Robert Glasper Trio. From his album Mood, we're going to hear Blue Skies. That'll about do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Uncle Todd with Tangled Roots. Okay, here on WHUS 91.7 FM. Good night, folks.